Applying Blood to the Prodigy-voiced Test Strip Without Sight by Thomas Rivera Lai. From the editor, Tom Lai is a totally blind diabetic. You read about him and his family earlier in this volume. He was a frequent contributor to The Voice of the Diabetic. This useful step-by-step guide for non-visual application of blood to the Prodigy Voice glucose meter test strip appeared in the winter 2008 edition of the magazine. Since the Prodigy Voice is currently the primary accessible glucose meter available, and since these tips can be applied to similar products, we include his brief tutorial here. One of the questions diabetics losing vision ask most frequently is how to get a drop of blood onto the test strip accurately and consistently. The answer, of course, depends on which blood glucose meter you use. Blind people must figure out how to accomplish new tasks without vision all the time. Nearly all day-to-day tasks can be done without vision. The key is to approach the problem with the absolute belief that it can be done. Then just start trying. Be creative. Ask others for their thoughts and don't be afraid of trying something that doesn't work. Be patient and persistent, and in the end, you will almost always figure out a way. This, in short, is the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind. With the introduction of a new talking blood glucose meter, the Prodigy Voice, as well as its predecessor, the Prodigy Autocode, blind diabetics will need to master the technique of getting the blood sample onto the Prodigy Voice or Autocode test strips. The two meters are much smaller than previous talking meters, and the test strips have the testing area on the tip of the strip rather than on the side. These two generations of the Prodigy product are virtually identical physically, so any technique that works for one meter will work for the other. These tips may help. Tip 1. Smaller has advantages. These meters are small and light. Because they are so easy to move around, you can experiment with many different approaches to determine which works best for you. Get comfortable holding the meter in one hand while testing. The meter can be moved toward your finger just as easily as your finger can be moved to the test strip. Tip 2. Shoot for the top. The end of the test strip is about a third of an inch across, but the blood is applied to a small, narrow notch in the center of the end of the strip. The notch is cut out of the test strip on the top side, so the easiest way to make sure your blood gets on the strip correctly is to apply it on the top. Applying the blood from the bottom side of the strip is likely to prevent sufficient blood from entering. These meters are small, so they will often be used by holding the meter in one hand and moving it to a finger on the other. If you do this, be sure to angle the strip as it touches your finger so that the blood sample touches the notch on the top of the strip. Tip 3. A sideways approach. When testing, it helps to set the meter on its side on a table or counter rather than face down or face up. In this position, the test strip will be sticking out of one end, and the face of the meter, with the buttons, will be facing you. The idea is to get the blood sample to the strip in three steps. First, bring your finger to the meter so that it is touching the bottom corner of the strip. Next, maneuver the strip so the corner is at the sample site, that is, the corner of the strip is touching the blood drop. Finally, pick up the meter and rotate it so that your blood sample touches the notch in the end of the strip. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The Prodigy Voice is held on its side to the right of the finger being pricked." Note that the strip can be seen touching the site where the blood is being drawn. Here's a step-by-step example. Prepare a blood sample on one of the fingers of your left hand. The meter should be held or placed on its side on the table to the right of your left hand with the strip sticking out of the left side of the meter. While keeping your fingertip up so the blood drop does not slide to the side, move the meter or your finger so that the bottom left corner of the strip touches the fingertip. Once your finger is touching the bottom corner of the strip, try to move the corner to the sample site where the blood drop is waiting. Try to touch your finger next to where the pain lingers. If the corner does not touch the correct spot when first contacting the finger, gently reposition the meter so the corner of the strip touches the correct area. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The Prodigy meter is now being held vertically with the strip touching the drop of blood." Now pick up the meter and move it counterclockwise, making sure the strip and your finger remain in contact, as if your fingertip were the center of a clock and the strip were the clock hand moving from the 3 o'clock to the 12 o'clock position. Stop when the strip is upward vertical. The notch on the end of the strip should now be touching the blood sample. Now you can lean the notched side somewhat toward your finger to get a larger test sample. When the meter indicates the test has started, move the strip away from your finger. This example was for a test on the left hand, but the same procedure works for a sample on the right hand by changing left to right and right to left in every instance above. Just make sure the meter is on its side with the buttons facing you and the strip pointing toward the test sample finger. Tip 4. Practice, practice, practice. As with all new skills, practicing is the key to feeling comfortable and performing this new task with confidence and ease. I suggest using the control solution when practicing. Place a small sample on a fingertip as a test. Practice until with relative ease you can get a result that falls within the target range for the control solution for 3 tests in a row. It may take an entire vial of strips or more and more than a bottle of control solution, but it is worth it. It can be helpful to have someone with sight watch you practicing to provide feedback or to answer your questions. I hope with these tips you will find using the Prodigy Voice as easy as I have.